From the Knox Writer's House, this is Monica Berlin, and I'm reading from a series of poems, Dear So-and-So. This is just before the blood draw. The other morning, I filled in small. Just before the blood draw, the other morning, I filled in small circles on a form, rating likelihood on a scale of 1 to 5. How likely I was to notice that I was aware of the action of my heart in the absence of physical exertion, e.g., the heart missing a beat. No space allowed to say I'm always aware of the action of my heart, always aware of absence, holes, the turning of a doorknob, a shadow moving against glass, the light, even imagined, someone going away. The form didn't ask how often I think about the heart, mine or yours, or our now healing poet in Texas, or the scavenged one of that beast my friend in Michigan is watching this early morning, late spring, though the sky's still February, despite magnolia petals in the driveway. There's a possum round here, too, but I ignore his mean prehistoric face, cover the trash cans, think instead of the raccoon, that milder primitive fella I once saw, splayed on the roadside, hand-like paws tucked beneath his chin as in prayer. It's an image from which I've never recovered, and this morning returned again when, helpless, I watched a car about to be hit by another in an intersection I always fear, and, helpless to stop it from happening, threw mine into park, felt my hands rush up to cover my own eyes, as if not seeing would stop what I couldn't, would alert someone to the peril of every day, which is one of the impossibilities of our lives, the things we can't stop, the things just ahead of us on the road, physics at work without us, without any of us. Just the fierceness of everything not ours to control. It's too late to say I was trying to be honest on the form. No sense lying about the heart. But there wasn't room enough to say how, when the poet was wheeled into surgery, I slipped under, murmured to a friend passing, "You know how to pray," said, "Please." What I also didn't say, I once walked into a hospital to find doctors slamming paddles to my father's chest, the room overturned, his body stripped bare. Too late to say when my father's heart gave up and the doctors had to let it, in me there were no prayers left. Too late. I never prayed again. But when I said I'd give the poet mine, I meant it. About the prayers of others, the way anybody might, in grief or fear, turn toward prayer, always in the hands, that tucking in against disaster. So, I never know if it's too late to say, especially not on a form that leaves no option for a change of heart. Christ, they're only handing out pens, and cheap ones at that, that here's the thing about the heart. Sometimes it breaks and we go on. Sometimes it breaks and we can't go on. Sometimes the surgeons can patch a hole, clear the path to it. Sometimes the paddles. Sometimes it takes a boy, once in a car, on a road to nowhere in Oklahoma, somewhere spilled out on gravel. The problem of the heart. There's no easy way to repair the one we're given. Only dumb luck or great tragedy, the deepest sorrows, a head-on crash through an intersection into a tree, and an airbag deploying to protect what will be lifted in a tightly sealed box, then driven at safe speeds in a truck through the night on an emptied-out highway, one so desolate that even those thieving roadside critters don't bother to scour. Everything out of our hands. The trains halted, then rerouted after a collapsed bridge. Another empty downtown Main Street razed. A boy once in a car in Oklahoma. The rivers rising. Detours. So many detours. What more is there? This kind of direct address to the human heart? These stretches of wide open forever, scarcely seen or seen again.